I've been approached all kinds of times about this 000 mandate. And I understand our members, and I understand that they have actually, in fact, put in place 00 mandates. In some cases, we've managed to negotiate some language changes and others. But we understand, as well as the government, as well as the business community, what really the economy looks like at any given time. And when we negotiated collective agreements in the past 18, 19, 24 months, we understood what could happen at the table because we care about infrastructure, we care about tax bases. But surely, in this case, workers, teachers specifically here, as well as us in the future, deserve to share in the so-called great economy we now see, the record kinds of surpluses. We are able easily to manage to give the business community tax decreases. We're able to give MLAs raises. So we want to share. We want to share in what's good in British Columbia. We have been through the tough times, as everyone has, and we don't make any apologies for that. But I would reiterate, when times are better, it's time to give workers their fair share of what has been touted about as our largest surplus that British Columbia has ever seen. It's no more complicated than that.